With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring will soon be gone. Summer's coming on.
That's right. There must be a 70-degree day somewhere in Wildwood's future. Dan, look that one up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. What are you thinking? So I grow and I can go down there.
Look it up in my what?
Funkin' Wagnalls.
What?
It's a dictionary.
I never heard that term before.
Oh, goodness.
I thought you said something else. I had to bleep for a second there.
No, come on now.
Okay.
Not on the Dom Show. Mayor Pete Byron had a very, very interesting summer. The downside is he couldn't have Blake Shelton and that country music and 40,000 people there. But he made up for it, Dan. He had the Dom Giordano Show appearing there.
Yeah, that does a lot.
I think 9 dates we had, or 8 dates, something like that. We had Dom Giordano Day.
So on one hand, you have Blake Shelton. On the other, you have the Dom Giordano. I don't know if there's a trade-off there.
Well, I'm going to give you another one, too. He might make it into the I'm pitching for him. Now, you have the final say, well, maybe, of the Dom Giordano 2021 calendar. And, you know, since I have that Wildwood official thing of the lifeguards and all that, and Dom Day there, I think it should be in the calendar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. See? So it's a
net. Can you swim?
Not really.
It's a honorary lifeguard that can't swim.
It's a net win. I can command, though. I can stand on top of one of those lifeguard stands and command.
You can yell very loudly.
That's absolutely right. So, yeah, the calendar, I'm getting a lot of suggestions for the calendar. Got to cut them down a little bit here. All right, let's go to Mayor Pete Byron, see what's going on in Wildwood here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mayor Pete, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dan. Great to be back with you guys, actually.
Well, thank you. Thanks for a great summer. I'm glad we could help fill the beaches and the boardwalk of Wildwood since you couldn't bring in those other events.
Well, it was a lot of fun, obviously, having you guys down. And frankly, I mean, Dan, I don't know. The gentleman that you just mentioned, Sheldon, I don't even know that freaking guy's name. I'd rather have Dom Giordano and Dan Borkowski anytime, you know, in a while.
He's only one of the judges on The Voice, you know.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So Wildwood, what's Wildwood like? You know, when we came down there, it seems like eons ago, and it's just about a year. We came there for the big Trump event and all the build up to it. And I'm thinking how lucky we were. The Rich and I did the show. You were good enough to come. The former mayor was there. And we were in that place over in Hildreth's. What was the name, Dan? I want to give the guy credit because he loaned us the place.
Mulligan's.
What is it?
Mulligan's.
Mulligan's, that's right. Mulligan's. And there had to be, at one point, Dan, 150 people in there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was packed shoulder to shoulder.
It was incredible. Yeah. People drinking Bloody Marys at 6 in the morning when the Zioli show started, and then coming back after they went up to the boardwalk area, and then coming back for my show. It was a spectacular day, and everything worked out really well. But that's the epidemic, the pandemic. So what's going on in Wildwood right now? This is a lull season. But do you think you're going to be getting people coming to Wildwood, you know, the second home? Maybe they'll come down more.
I can tell you that Wildwood's more crowded this time of year than it ever has been. You go into any of the typical establishments that are open this time of year, and you typically know most of the people who are there. Now, if there's 100 people in the room, you might know five. And we have a lot of people now. You drive up and down the streets, you're seeing cars and driveways that aren't usually there. We have a lot of people who have now, since everything is being done via Zoom, whether it be they're conducting their jobs or the kids going to school, they just decided they're going to stay here in Wildwood for the for the duration. So town is crowded. We had a Christmas bazaar on Saturday, and I don't know, there could have been over 1,000 people there. And now we had it spread out among four different locations, but they were walkable, and it was incredible. And to walk around and be talking to people and realize that I don't know these people. And town is, the local businesses are probably doing better now than they have been in a typical fall down here at the shore.
That is good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, a couple of things. You've been one of the biggest champions, you and the mayor of North Wildwood. And I don't know, no one ever told me. I just kind of got tired of it, of the hills of North Wildwood. Are they still there? We thought it was in retaliation for opening up the restaurants that the governor didn't like there. Are they still there in North Wildwood, those hills?
Yeah, those hills are the only thing that's stopping that ocean from going over into Kennedy Boulevard right there. So they're not going to go away anytime soon. Those dunes is what they are, actually. And the Army Corps, and if you've been following like what's happened in Margate and Longport and places like that, they're probably within about 3 or 4 years, you're not going to go to a beach in anywhere in Jersey where they're not going to have dunes, and Wildwood inclusive of that as well.
But North Wildwood already had that, you know, the grassy area, the marsh area to prevent that, right? But you think now they need to have these hills or dunes?
Yeah, I'm not saying take North Wildwood out of the equation. Yeah, you saw they've lost their beach, you know, really. And does Wildwood need dunes? No, we don't.
Okay.
I mean, we've never in 100 years had the water where it's come even close to affecting like they did in Seaside Heights and places like that. But once they made up their mind, it's going to be throughout the whole state.
So you've been a guy, though, that has pushed reasonably, I think. That's how it came across to us, for restaurants being able to be open with reasonable precautions and all that. The governor this time around has not pounced, I think, because after the first time, people have fatigue, and he knows there's going to be more pushback if we had a major lockdown. But there are incremental things. I think, Mayor, you probably got the word they're going to cut back even the outside gathering number to a much smaller number.
You know, it's really hard. It just seems like they just keep moving the goalposts back. So it's difficult. I mean, it's still, even though it's the off season, like we started out, there's a lot of people in town. Now, frankly, nature's going to play a lot to do with this, as it gets darker now by 4 o'clock, 4:30, and the temperature is going to stop being in the low 50s to 60s at this point. And so once that starts to happen, there's going to be really less of a need for that outside seating. And we're really hoping that the governor starts to open things up a little bit more for inside seating as well. So Mother Nature isn't in our corner right now. It's getting less and less opportunity-wise outside. So we're really hoping that, I would not want to be an establishment in Philly right now. I cannot believe what that mayor did in Philly. I mean, Christmas season, all these poor servers and bartenders that are not going to have any income coming in right now, right? And it's Christmas time. So I think Murphy at this point is trying to be down the middle as best as he can. I like to see a little bit higher percentage of indoor gathering myself.
We are following very closely the whole marijuana debate and legalization. I thought it would take a year or so. You might know better. Now it seems maybe they've arrived at some way of doing it. But you have not put up an ordinance, as some places have said, there won't be a pot shop there. What would that look like in Wildwood to you? Would you be possibly in favor of it?
Well, actually, we did. We did pass an ordinance about 2 years ago, I guess, saying that we would not allow that. Now, most of the municipalities down here along the beach did the same thing. Now, this election was huge. I mean, they passed it just in Wildwood. That was like an unofficial referendum, as far as I'm concerned, where the voters passed it almost 3-1. So I represent the voters. So if my constituents were saying, you know, we're okay with this, then who am I to say we're not? So now I'm just waiting for the legislation to come through. It's funny you mention this, because today at 1:30 I'm going to be on a Zoom with the Senate Majority Office, and they're going to be talking about the legalization and you know, what steps are going to be taken in the next you know, I guess within the next 6 months.
Let me play that out with you a little bit, though. So the people that live there year round, though, do you think the people that have second homes, were they part of that referendum? They had to come down there and vote, or if they didn't live in Jersey, they wouldn't have a vote?
Well, it isn't just having lived in Jersey. They have to have been registered here in Wildwood.
Okay.
So it's it was a vote. You know, I'm looking at it as a referendum. It was not a referendum.
Oh, I think it is a referendum. Without a doubt, I agree with you. Look, I'm kind of libertarian on this to a degree. But, you know, I don't remember the reputation of Wildwood, that you and the previous mayor, I think, have done a good job with calming some of that down while also keeping it fun with the big events, all the stuff that you do. You put a pot shop there, like on the boardwalk. Is that where it could be? And what does that signal, do you think?
Well, if it gets to that point, I would tell you we wouldn't put it on the boardwalk for sure.
Okay.
You'd want to put it someplace where it's more year-round. Boardwalk is closed now for the most part. So you'd want to have it somewhere centralized downtown, more accessible. So there's so many different things, Don, with regards to this. I'm probably one of the few guys in the country who's 60 years old who's never smoked pot, but that doesn't mean I'm against it. It was just by choice. I really don't drink very much either, but I'm not against drinking. So if the people voted, and the people voted 3-1, those that were eligible to vote in my town, and they voted almost 3-1 to legalize it, well, then I have to listen to that, and I have to do all my due diligence to find out the pros and cons and things such as that, myself as well as the other commissioners. And really, we need to work with the other towns, too. The Crest is a dry town. They don't even allow any kind of liquor in the Crest, so I don't know what direction they're going to go. I don't know what the numbers were in the Crest. North Wild, of course, has bars. So, you know, again, it might be a situation where I might get together with Mayor Rosanello, and probably would sit down with Mayor Cabrera also and just see, look, we really need to do something island-wide. It shouldn't just be one of the four.
Well, I hate to say this, my prediction, and I think Dan has a question. I know where it will be. It'll be out there on Rio Grande, intersecting with New Jersey Avenue, right?
Dan, are you going to have a comment?
No, I have more comment than a question. I just wanted to point this out, that I don't think the mayor can speak on this, so I don't expect him to. But there is, now that it's legal, you have, I guess Ocean City's out of this, but you have Atlantic City, you have all the shore towns who, if they, you know, allow marijuana in their town, it's going to draw a heck of a lot of people to that town. So I guess the mayor, just an observation here, you got to weigh whether or not the economic factor of it is marijuana going to draw people to other towns that are less popular because they're allowing marijuana? Is it going to draw people and money away from Wildwood?
Yeah, I mean that's a good point, Dan. And these are all things that we need to think about. But it's more than money, though, right? I mean, we need to take the social issues and this is like above my pay scale. I mean, there's a lot of people that I need to get information from, and not the least being my police chief, the local police chiefs as well. So
Sure. There's
just a lot of planning that has to go into effect for something like this to take effect. I don't see this happening in the next 6 months from a state at the state level. But when there's money involved, things seem to happen a little bit quicker. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I know the governor's behind this. I know the Senate president is behind this in Jersey here. So, you know, they're two most powerful guys in the state. So if they're behind it, they'll kind of figure out a way to streamline it.
Hey, Mayor, it's been too long. Thank you so much. Happy Merry Christmas to you. And thanks for all the things this summer. And we look forward to an unbelievable summer. That's our hope this year.
It's going to be great. All the events that were supposed to take place in 20 have flipped over to 21, and there's actually a couple more, too, that are going to be coming. So, yeah, Tom, it was a great summer. I mean, for the most part, it ended up not to be as bad as it had started. All things being equal, could have been worse. I just hope that, you know, you and your family and Dan and all your listeners are have a healthy holiday season, and 2021, I think, is going to be I think we're going to be in a good spot in 2021.
Without a doubt. Thank you, Mayor, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.